Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, in the middle of explaining Halacha Aleph and the Ezra Tzuris Adaf. It's on Beis Amud Beis, about halfway through with the words Ubeishamek Kemishna Rishayna, and the article Tzuris Adaf. It's on Beis Amud Beis, about two lines up from the bottom. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biaka Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So in the middle of Machlaikas Beisham Beis Hillel, regarding a chicken which was in a Vela, it just died without being shechted, so obviously the chicken itself is not allowed to be eaten. And when the owner cut it open, he found an egg inside. The egg was fully developed. The question is that considered part of the chicken and then it would be an avail and be usher to eat or not? So Beis Shammai says it's perfectly fine, whereas Beis Hillel says it's usher because it's considered to be part of the chicken. So now the Gemara discusses at greater length. Ask the Gemara and pay attention to the Gersus which we have over here. Ubeis Hillel, Commissioner Rishayna, Ubeis Shammai, Commissioner Achrayna. Does this mean that Beis Hillel is like the Mishnah Rishayna and Beis Shammai is like the Mishnah Achrayna? What does this mean? So Mishnah Rishayna always refers to the first version of a Mishnah that we have, the first version of some sort of teaching that subsequently was changed for a different Shita. And that's what's called the Mishnah Achrayna. And we always paskin like the Mishnah Achrayna. So the problem is we have a very similar case in which the Mishnah Rishayna asers and the Mishnah Achrayna matters. And that would mean the Beis Hillel is like the Mishnah Rishayna, Beis Shammai is like the Mishnah Achrayna, and we always paskin like Beis Hillel. So this is an issue. Now, what's this related to? So it's a discussion about something called rennet or keva in the Lashon of Mishnah and Gemara. And this is an enzyme found in the curdled milk that was in the stomach of a young cow or sheep. Not in the udders, but it's the milk that it nursed from its mother. Now, this enzyme is instrumental in the cheese making process. So let's see what the Mishnah Rishayna and Achrayna is regarding this keva. The Amar of Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan Bar Rishayna, originally in the Mishnah Rishayna, Hayu Amrim, they said, Ein Mamidin, Loi B'Kevas HaNeveilav, Loi B'Kevas HaGoy. The one is not allowed to be Mamid, meaning they're not allowed to use this enzyme, this keva, from either a Neveila or from the keva of a Goy, namely a Goy Shechted the animal, or it could be that the animal was Shechted for a Goy. And so it seems to be from the Mishnah Rishayna that this keva, this curdled milk found inside the stomach of a Neveila, is considered like the Neveila itself, and that's why it's not allowed to be used. However, Chazru Loimar, they went back and said, this is the Mishnah Achrayna, the Mamidim Bekevas Nevela, one could use this rennet, this Kevas Nevela, but Vein Mamidim Bekevas Hagai, no using Kevas Hagai. Now, before we conclude and say, oh, this is a question, because we see the Beis Hillel is the Mishnah Rishayna, let's just clarify this. So the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yisri Rabbon Amar, that Shmuel Bar Abba Bai, Shmuel Rabbi asked the following question, Mak Rabbi Lezer? What are you saying? This is like Rabbi Lezer? It's Rabbi Lezer Amar. Rabbi Lezer says, Stam Achshavas Nachri L'Avayda Zara, that the Stam thought process of a non-Jew is for Avayda Zara, and that means Kevas a guy, an animal shechted for a guy, according to Rabbi Lezer, that keva is not allowed to be used because the machshava of the non-Jew is for avodah zarah, and therefore the entire animal and anything found inside would be aser. But that's just a das yachid; that's an individual shita. The chacham argue with him that as long as a yid shechted this animal for the guy, we don't say stam machshavas nachil is avodah zarah, and therefore the animal would actually be okay. And so how could you say this is what the Mishnah Achrayna is? And therefore we clarify: Rabbi Yossi says, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, hachin, this is really what it's supposed to be. Bar Rishon originally. No being mamid in the keva on a vela or of a guy, whereas Chazru Leimer, they went back and said, meaning Mishnah Achrayna, the mamidin, ben bekevas on a vela, ben bekevas a guy, we can mamid in both in a keva on a vela and the keva of a guy, and Gimel Ralph on top, on Rebius Rebius, he says, Lashon Masnisa, Misail Rab Yasa, that's the proper girsa, the Lashon of the Mishnah is a raya for Rab Yasa, meaning the second understanding of what the Mishnah Achrayna is. What does the Mishnah say? Kevas Hanachri, Vekevas Hanavela, Asura, Commissioner Rishayna, this is the Mishnah Rishayna, the Kevas Nachri and Kevas Nevela is Asur. Now this is clearly telling us that this keva or this curdled milk is considered part of the animal itself. The problem is it contradicts the seifa of the Mishnah, which tells us that a treifa that nursed from a ksheira, the keva is okay. And clearly that means that this keva, the milk that's found inside of it, is not considered part of the animal. So it has to be that this resha is Mishnah Rishayna, the seifa is the Mishnah Achrayna, and that's what we go with. And that's clearly right for Rabbi Yossi, which is continue mentioning these cases. Ksheira shiyankim in a treifa, if a kosher animal nursed from a treifa, kevas asura, its keva is asur, and that's because, as we had said in the Mishnah Achrayna, even though the milk found inside the stomach is not considered part of the animal, it still had nursed from a treifa, so this milk was always asur, and this is Kemishna Achrayna, that's a proper girsa, that's just like the Mishnah Achrayna, and here's the main key, the next line that we're about to read, utreifa shiyankam in a ksheira, if a treifa was yonik, it nursed from a ksheira, kevasa muteres, its keva is permitted, and that's Kemishna Achrayna, just like the Mishnah Achrayna, that the keva, this curdled milk, is not considered part of the animal, and so even though the animal itself is a treifa, the keva is perfectly fine. The bottom line is we see from here that according to the Mishnah Achrayna, something found inside an animal, even though the animal itself is not allowed to be eaten because it's a treifa or it's an avela, that thing itself, such as the curdled milk over here, the keva, is 100% permitted because it's not considered part of the animal. And by that same token, we would say the same by an egg, that even though it's inside the chicken, which is an avela, it's no different than the milk, and it's mutter when it comes from that avela chicken. Turns out it's like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel. And as we had said, we always pass on like Beis Hillel. What's going on over here? So Gemara answers, you could even explain the Beisham and Beis Hillel both agree in this case of the Mishnah Achrayna regarding the keva, but there's a big difference between this case and the egg case found inside the nevela chicken. Beitza gidule gufa. The beitza came from the chicken itself. It was developed by the very body of the chicken, whereas keva mimakam acherbas. This keva comes from a totally different place. As we had said, it comes from milk that had nursed from its mother from a different animal, and as long as that milk was kosher, it has absolutely nothing to do with the animal and never had anything to do with the animal, because again, it came from a totally different source, and that's the big difference between the egg in the chicken case and the curdled milk, the keva, in the animal case. And we see this somewhere else as well. There was a story with the sons of Yehuda ben Shamuai that wolves came and trampled more than 300 of their sheep, rendering them all trefis. And the story came in front of the chamim, and they permitted the kevas of these sheep. Amru, they said, beitza gedulei gufa, an egg that's found inside of a chicken that's an avela that was developed and grown by the chicken itself, so the egg is a problem. Whereas keva, makam acharbas, the keva comes from a totally separate place, so the keva is permitted. And now going back to discuss the main topic that we began with, a beitza shenol de biyamtif, says the Gemara, no de biyamtif, if an egg was laid on yamtif, which we know according to Beis Hillel, it's not allowed to be eaten. Here we have a heter, te achal b'shabbes, it is allowed to be eaten on Shabbos, namely when yamtif is on Friday, and so it's followed immediately by Shabbos, it's permitted to be eaten on Shabbos. And by that same token, b'shabbes, te'achol b'yomtif, if it was laid on Shabbos, and then next day is yomtif, it's allowed to be eaten on yomtif. That's because according to this, these 2 days are called shtei kedushas. It's 2 separate kedushas, 2 separate holy days, and therefore whatever is usher on day one is permitted on day two, because these are 2 separate days. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that he machlekes, it's the same exact machlekes. B'shabbes says te'achol, it's allowed to be eaten. B'shabbes says it's not allowed to be eaten, and that's because according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is considered kedusha achas, 2 holy days, one right after another. Shabbos yontif, yontif Shabbos is considered yoyma arichta. It's 1 long day of kedusha, or kedusha achas, and therefore, if it was laid on 1 day, it's still usher the next day. And we continue with something similar. Reb Chanina paskin for the people of Tzipairi besfiche chardal with sfichem of mustard, gimel and beza on the top, ube beitza, and with this egg case, Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just explain what this means. Sfiche chardal. So sfichem is a shemitah term, and it's usually translated as aftergrowth, and generally refers to anything that grows on its own. And as a rule, many sfichim are usher to eat, and that's even though they grew by themselves. The reason for this is because there's a chashash that an unscrupulous individual is going to be over shemitah and plant these, then they're for sure usher, but he's going to claim that they grew on their own. But there's machlekes regarding sfichim chardal. The Chacham hold that these sfichim of mustard are just like regular sfichim and they're usher, as opposed to Reb Yehuda, who holds that sfichim chardal are mutter, and that's because mustard is so unimportant and not chashuv, we don't suspect that an unscrupulous fellow is going to plant mustard on Shemitah and claim that he found it growing on its own. It's just simply not worthwhile for him because it's not something that's going to pull in such a big profit. So what we learned over here is Reb Chanina paskin for the people of Tzipairi, like Reb Yehuda in both of these cases, namely Sfiche Chardol is permitted, and that a Beitza Shenol de Biyamtif is usher to be eaten if the next day is Shabbos, and that's just like Reb Yehuda, who had said that Beis Hillel users even in that case. However, all Reb Yehuda went up, he went to Tzipairi, Darsh Lohain Krabana Dehacha Krabana Taman. He darshan for everyone, like they're abundant of over here, that Sfiche Chardol are usher, and like they're abundant over there, meaning they're abundant who argue with Rabbi Yehuda that an egg which was laid on Shabbos is mutter the next day Yomtif, or if it was laid on Yomtif, it's mutter the next day Shabbos. Rav Abba Zmina says, B'shem Rabbi Yitzadek, Min Kume Ilein Tartin Milaya, it was because of these 2 things that Nachas Rabbi Yechanan means Tzipairi to Tveria. Rabbi Yechanan went down from Tzipairi to Tveria, meaning he left Tzipairi. And Amri explained his reason for leaving was because, Ma Asisun Li Hahin Saba, why are you bringing me this elder? Meaning, why you bring me Rabbi Chanina? I can't be in the same area as him. I say something's mutter, he says it's asar. I say it's asar, he says it's mutter. And since Rabbi Chanina was a Saba, he was one of the elder Paiskim, Rabbi Yechanan felt I can't be in the same area as him and argue with somebody who's more chashiv than me, or at least an elder Paisik. And therefore, he left and went to Tveria. Now, Amar of Bar Rabba tells us, also of the Kumi Rabbi Yasa, the story came to Rabbi Yasa regarding an egg which was laid on Shabbos and the next day was Yomtif, is it permitted to eat? And Ubam Eved Rabbi Yechanan, he wanted to pass on to Rabbi Yechanan that it's permitted. However, Katshama de Rav Rabbi Chanina Tarvein Peligin, when he heard that Rav and Rabbi Chanina, both of them argue, the Shramina, he desisted from this, he pulled back, and he did not paskin that it's okay to eat. Where does he see this? This Balkan, they argue regarding the following case. Shiare Psila, leftovers of a wick, Shiare Madura, leftovers of a fire, Shiare Shemen, leftovers of oil, and what does that mean that these are leftovers? Shakavu b'Shabbos, it got extinguished on Shabbos, Ma'od Alikim b'Yomtif, is he allowed to light them on Yomtif, which immediately follows Shabbos? And Rav Rabbi Chanina, Terehin Amrin Asr, both Rav and Chanina say that it's Usr. So we see that both Rav and Chanina hold that something which was Usr on Shabbos, these were Usr on Shabbos because they were Muktzah, so they're Usr as well the next day. Clearly they would argue in the egg case as well. Rabbi Yechon or Mutter, Rabbi Yechon says it's Mutter. However, Amar of Manu Kum Rabbi Yudon, Ramana said in front of Rabbi Yudon, Ma Afchon lo Psilo Gabe Beitza. What are you comparing the wick case to the egg situation? It's two different things. In the case of the wick, the reason why, if it was lit on Shabbos, it's Usr to be used on Yontif the next day is because of something totally different. Not because it's Muktzah, it's because of Hachana. We know that you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yomtif, or from Yomtif to Shabbos for that matter, unless of course you made an Erev Tav Shilin, but that's a totally different thing. But in a standard situation, you're not allowed to prepare from one day to another, and that's exactly what was happening, albeit on its own, but still, it's considered Hachana. When the wick was burning on Shabbos, that's so to speak preparing it for use, be able to be used later on. If it gets extinguished, now it's a little bit burnt on top, so it's much easier to light it, so that's called preparing it as a wick, and that's why it's Usr from Shabbos to Yomtif. Nothing to do with Muktzah. That doesn't have to do with a Yom HaRechta, and therefore you can't compare this case to Beitzah. However, Amalei, he responded to him, no, min mada anan chami rabbanin midamila, from that which we see, that the rabbanin do compare these two cases, hada amr, hiada, hiada, that tells us that these are really the same thing. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this idea of Yom HaRechta, that when we have two holy days, one following another, is it considered like one long day, like Kedusha Achas, or is the Shtei Kedusha is two separate holy days? But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.